So a lot of different names today, huh? Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But the book of Daniel tells us very clearly that Daniel, who put his trust in God, as well as his three companion, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, as we read throughout this week, are able to overcome a lot of the trials and hardships because they put their trust in God. And in the same way too, the gospel reading tells us that even though the widow gave very little in comparison to all the rich people who would give quantifiably more, but he knows her heart and he knows how much she loved him. And so it's important for us to remember that God did not judge us based on the quantity of how much we give, but the quality of love that we put our trust, our faith, our hope, and our charity in him. And as a matter of fact, before I joined the military, I can see that it's oftentimes the hard working class people who give more of their stewardship of time, of talent, of treasure than the rich people. Oftentimes, the rich people, when they give, they want something back in return. They always want either recognition, or they want control, or they want influence, or they want power. So they give with strings attached instead of giving it out of generosity of their heart. And this is what God is asking each and every one of us, that when we give, we trust in him. No matter how little or how big, how small or how gigantic our contribution might be, we need this poverty of heart, trusting in him, loving him, and give our all to him.